many of the Kudus gave a little bit of a hekif about Leit Rosh Hashiva's person, Tzura. Orville spoke a bit about the personal things we can immediately adopt. I'd like to focus on a central Nakuda in his person, something that may not be visible at first sight, but if you think about it, Mispoinin, it's really a shoresh for almost everything that was observed and seen. I want to start by asking a question, Shelas Tam. Everyone spoke about the Eitzes that he gave, how unmarked they were, how fitting they were. He really, really was not a man in the world. He really never left his Dalaramas. Not too long ago, within the last decade, he had never seen a credit card before. So how in the world does somebody who sits in his Dalaramas, not aware of the world around, not aware of all the different types of people, countries, and cultures, and different populations, what gives him the ability, such insightful eitzes and so on? In certain chugim, Ruach HaKodesh would come to mind, and Nevuah, and things of that nature. I'm not in a position to deny or affirm, but the world I come from, it's not from the big shvachim on the person. That's not where we look. There are other nekudas mitzad the person that I think I would like to try to appreciate it from that perspective. It says in the Mishnah, Rav Meir says that somebody learns Torah l'shma, yisechel varam harbe, and then he lists many things, and one of them is nenem menor eitzav itoshia, that you're able to get advice from him. Again, it could be seen as some sort of Sefer Ishmael, Kadosh Baruch Hu tosses things, you know, includes it in the deal, it's like extras for learning. But one would think that it's something that has its essential part of what learning accomplishes in a person. To the Yukim, the Mishnah, then the Braisa, that I would like to focus on. It says if you learn Torah Lishma. Now, we know that Torah has many, many schools of learning Torah, and the word Lishma is not attached to it. Many of the things, Barsa Torah, Tavlin, never, don't find the word Lishma always tags along. Many of the things that Torah protects, personally, it's a horror and does many good things for him. Those are things that Torah. Lishma is a maila, and we would understand that whatever it is that you get from learning Torah lishma intensifies it, makes it a better quality. Here the Mishnah is medayek lishma. But I would also like to take a second look at the raya, the pasuk the Mishnah brings. It says he brings the pasuk li eitzel li toshia, and in the Rishonim explain, in the same perek in Mishlei, you have Hashem Kranai Reishis Darkoi, and that's why it's going on Torah. It is, so the whole perek is going on Torah over there in that perek in Mishlei, and Hashem Kranai Reishis Darkoi nails it down that it's talking about Torah. And on, in the same perek, it's Li Eitzel Li Tosia. But it says that the Inyan of it being the Hashem Kanani Reishis Darkoi is the sort of Makabe Patish that Li Eitzel is talking about Torah. The truth is the whole Perek has many Rimazim to that effect. But something about Torah being Reishis Darkoi is the Sheirish and the Mocker as to why the Eitzel Tosia comes about. And that's, I think, a nekuda that will help us understand where is the place that Eitzah comes from. There's one more mocker that points in the same direction, and is quite mystical. There's a Ravid. The Ravid says that in the Mishnah, Ben Arboim, Ben Shloshim, Ben Arboim, Ben Chamishim, Ben Shishim, Ben Shivim, and so on, those are all different dargas of how many Shemitahs have passed. And again, it's quasi-mystical, but on Ben Chamishim Le'etza, the Ravid says, she's a soif ha-shmita shvi'is, being that chamishim, shnasa chamishim, is the end of a yovel. It's the time when the cycle comes, full cycle, and it closes. So he says, v'shom reishis v'tachlis kol ha-nimtzoyim. And that is the reishis and tachlis kol ha-nimtzoyim. And that's why ben chamishim is la'itza. That's what the Ravid says. So you have some sort of nekuda that wherever you have a kesha with the reishis, that's the makom ha'etza. It rings with Hashem konani reishis darkly. Now wherever you have a reishis, that's going to be a place where Yutera becomes li etza li teshia. What? What does it mean? What does it mean that wherever I get to the Reishis, that's why I have the Eitz L'Toshia? Pasuk says in Mishlei, Mayim Amukim Eitzah B'let V'ish V'ish Tvunos Yidleno, that Eitzah are deep waters in the heart of a person, and the Ish Tvuna draws it out. And the Rishonim pretty much say very similar Pirush. Chaim Salvavus actually says it quite strongly, but really the Rishonim and the Perek itself say very similar. When a person comes to be Shoyel Eitzah, he is knows down deep what's the right thing to do. And the Eitzah for what to do is in the heart. But it's buried under many layers, and many times a person has a hard time discerning what's the good Eitzah and what's not the good Eitzah. And the Ish Tvunos, the person who gives you advice, really helps you draw it out of your heart. That's the way the Darshma was. And again, Chavos Avos came out before he says it, and that's how you're trying to understand it. So let's explain it, and let's dehear it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that if the emes is the core of the world, and the metzias as it is, and the emes as it is, it's clear what everything is. And were a person to able to inherit things in a very fundamental way, there would never be a suffix what to do. That's the nekuda of reishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the world. The world as it really is. That's the sheirish of the world, and that's emes, and that's the pure mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then began to put layers around it. The layers are my desire to do something else, my desire for covet and recognition, my desire to enjoy myself physically, and on and on and on. Everything else is a garment. L'mashal, let's take a very simple example. Somebody were to plunk down a chunk of margarine in front of you and say, eat. We'd have a hard time doing it. Somebody puts a little sugar and flavor on it and it's mishana shaped ice cream and we run for it. We know what it is, but it came wrapped very nicely. I mean, when you give a gift, something as silly as that, when you bring a gift, you throw somebody the gift this way, okay, even if it's expensive, wrap it nicely, and it has a different tzuritit. So the world comes with a reishis that's a pure metzias and a clear metzias, and leaves no room for doubt. And the levushim and the wrappings and everything else that comes on top of it completely changes the way we think about it, understand, and the way we deal with the situation. So the same thing which could be poisonous for a person, it comes wrapped up nicely, it's good. I'm not the first person to think about it. Chabad says in the Pasuk, she says, Vatar, that the Eitz is Nechmod, Taivel Einayim, and so on. What does it mean she saw that it's good to eat? Akash Baruch said it's poison. What does it mean she saw? So Rashi says, Vatar es divrei hanachash. The words of the nachash weren't a conversation between her and the nachash. The words of the nachash were the wrapping which the Eitz Hadas came in. She didn't see the skull and bones saying on it poison. She saw beautiful wrapping that said taiva, nechmat, lahaskil. That's what she saw. So the sheirish of Ra in the Bria is the koyach of dinyan, which pastes pictures on things and gives them a different mitzias. That's the koyach of Ra be'etzem. It's the koyach of dinyan. You find many times in Chazal, the Malach, the Satan came to him in midmeloi, midmeloi tamad chacham, midmeloi kelistin, midmeloi kelis. The Satan appears as something. Kidmus, many different Chazal by the Chet Egel and Shongem Kilu Moshe Rabbeinu is dead and so on. All of those inyanim are the inyanim of that are mislavish on things. So we have a world that has a core and a ratios that's emis, and if I were to live with that world, I know exactly what to do. But I not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a Satan and Levushim, my own Yetzirah and Taiva now projects things on it. If I have a Yetzirah for Kavod, so I see this as being a mitzvah. I see this as not being unfit for me. Because I no longer can see the thing itself. All I can see is my projection of Toiv and of what I think is Toiv. And that's Dinyan. So Eitza is the ability to be mafchin between the reality, the core reality, which is the emes, and that's what the Ravid means. Whenever you taifis the rachis of something, whenever you taifis something by its core and by its sheirish, you are taifis the thing itself, and you have the eitzah. So when somebody comes to a bal eitzah, Shlomo HaMelech says, when somebody comes to a bal eitzah, his job is not to give you eitzahs. His job is to listen and to hear what you know is right and what you would like to be right and what you've been misled to think is right and what you've been confused by demyonis. The real koyach of eitzah lies in a person being able to taifa something by its sheirish, and then being able to be mafchin between what's core and emes and what's dinyan and sheker. My mamuska, the limud, the derech limud that Reb Chaim Brisker gave us was came that you can have a dozen kashas. It's all built because you sort of thought that this means this. Your mind went to a conclusion that wasn't justified. It's when you're able to get to the Nekuda, then all the things that were similar look like it, Ka'ein the thing, just has no shaykhs to each other. That was part of the oimik of that approach. Al Kapanim, Rabbi Aaron Leib himself lived with emes. He lived with things as they are. Someone once came to him he asked him, could he use a smartphone because he can call it a taxi that way. It's a very good way to call a taxi. You can get the Uber, you get a Lyft, and then save the time, a whole cheshbon. So, and he said, you know, we have telephones that you can do this and that. So Rabban asked him, what's wrong with a telephone that just talks to people? Like, isn't that what a telephone is? Like all the Milas and Midas Tavis, common Milas Tavis, but a telephone is made to talk to people. So why do you keep adding more things to it? That was his tfisa of the Metzias. It was an emes that he lived with himself. And because he was so mechonech with that emes in himself, there was a ma'isa just stood over Shabbos and people are close to him. He had to go to America. And there were two of the people that were close to him that could make a trip. And he had to decide which one of the two he would take. Both wanted to go. He asked the first person, why do you want to go? He says, because to see the covered Torah that people give Rosh Hashiva is a tremendous hisiris for me. He turned to the second one and said, why do you want to go to America? He said, I was never in America before and I'm really curious to see what it's like. So he said, you go, you're honest. And I know people and family, he always, as soon as he felt that the person's words have dimyan in it, he moved away from it. It was something that he couldn't tolerate, and he would cut things to that way, because the same thing with the chinuch issues, he sensed that people were a little bit less than, not they weren't honest with him, they weren't honest with themselves. Their need for an elite institution had not so much to do with the hashpah of their kids, but how does it look if my kid is in a class with losers? Tfukim. That was a very critical piece, and he would discern that, and he would figure that. The emes that he lived and demanded from himself, and as was mentioned before, the simplicity was more than just, it was an emes in another dimension. If I need a chair, why does it need to be anything more than a piece of wood that's on feet? There's nothing else to the chair that's a chair. I'm looking for a chair. A chair is a piece of wood to sit on that's supported by legs. And that's it. An apartment is a place that keeps you out of the rain. And that's it. In other words, the Pashtus Achayim came from a certain sense of a tfisa amitis of himself, of the Metzias, and everything with it. Chazal say that kloyos ayotzos, the kidneys are the ones that give advice. And it's a dove tamua. Biologically, we don't really see it at all. We have no idea of trying to, we have no sheikhs. And even the old days, people knew that you could be without, you could miss one of your two kidneys, and it didn't affect the person. Pastor Shalom, a person has brain surgery, it affects him terribly. And person was missing a kloy, it didn't. The Goyen says, he says that the kloyos, since they're the ones that regulate the fluids in the body, so the mayim amukim eitzah, the lev is. So the kidneys are the eva that represent the mayim amukim. They're the ones that are shalit on the mayim, the person. And I would add to the goyim, possibly it's what it means, since the kidneys discern between the fluids that are needed for the goof and should become part of the goof, and the fluids and other things that the goof shouldn't take, the ability to be mafchim in the mayim amukim in a person, that is the koyach of kloyes. And that's why Chazal, when they spoke about kloyes, this was the nekuda they spoke about. The it says by Yosef HaTzadik that he came in, she was the koyach hara, and he was the koyach of Toiv, he was tzaddik. But it's per se b'godov, b'bigdoy. She grabbed him in his garment. From the world of Ra, the place where you toifes somebody is through his garment. Vayazav is b'gdoy v'yadav sachutza. Is the koyach of a tzaddik is not that he struggles with Ra on the same plane, but it's that he has the ability to wiggle out of begodim and understand who he is and what's begodim. Bifrat, in the world of Arayas, Dimyan is the koyach that shoylet, and it's all Dimyan. And b'meila, the tfisa of Ra in a tzaddik, the tfisa of the Mesis and Meidiach is a tfisa in Begodim. The tzaddik is not the one that's stronger than Yetzirah. Never works. The Yetzirah of Arayas is extraordinarily powerful. Chazal say this is the weakened version of it. The koyach of the tzaddik is someone that he and the Begodim are not one and the same. He's not stuck to his Begodim. And b'meila, he can leave his Begodim and walk away and run away. This was the Ish Emes of our Dor. In a Dor that advertisement is so much, I don't know how to say it ironically, the begodim are the essence of our Dor. It's everything is how you present it. It's almost Olam Hafach, you see. The same item as it's presented, the marketing. Yeah, it's a mikzaya. In a door like that, and we don't understand, it could be harmless, but it's oike the very sheirish of our nefesh, which is emes. Rabbi Yonah says that emes is the yisoidei hanefesh, and any type of lie, exaggeration, etc., whether usher or not, it's distorting our core and our essence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu benched us with a person who was the Hefer HaGomer, with a person that everything about him was so to the point, so he lived with the bare bones, because that's the essence. Everything else is fluff, 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 fluff. And when somebody can live with the bare bones, that's the person who is the dog. His koyach of Eitzah, Ruach HaKodesh Nevuah, I'm not here to say, I have no idea, that's not my department. But that somebody who learns Torah Lishma means Torah is the essence of the Bria, because Hashem Konani Reish is Darko. It's the Sheirish HaEmes of the Bria. A person who doesn't learn at Lishma is being Teifus Torah with Begodim on the Vushim. Somebody learns Torah Lishma has that koyach of grabbing things by their sheirish and their rachis, and looking at things as they are, and not as they present themselves, and not as I would like them to be, but as they are. The same Reb Meir who taught this braisa, the Gemara says about him, he could learn Torah from Acher, because it says, he was able to distinguishing between klipa and teuchen. That was the sheirish, that was his midah, was a midah of emes, and the midah of emes expresses itself when a person, it doesn't express itself only in talking and saying things that are true versus not true. That's already a long way off for somebody who will lie deliberately. It expresses itself in the ability to look at the world with a vision that's unclouded, undistorted, with a tfisa of emes, with looking at things without the levushim of sheker and dimyan and rutzin of a person. When a person is typing things that way, so the clarity, eitza is almost a synonym to that tfisa. Eitza means dealing with the etzem sheirish of it. And for somebody who lived it, it was the way he learned, as was mentioned before. It was the way that he treated the world. He looked at things and asked himself, what is its tachlis? What are my needs? If we ask ourselves, what are my needs? They're not great. What would I like to have? No end to it. So some along the line, we dress some of the things we would like as things we need. But if you have a clear vision, this I need, this I don't need. This is mine, this is not mine. There never was a sense of great tzidkis from him. Oy, I'm going to do this because it's a big chumra, big this. A story that was brought, again, this is all the same line of the way he disliked people that injected dimyan, especially into ruchnius. A couple came to him that they were able to get some money, a large sum of money, do something with it. But the woman was worried, or the husband was worried, that the Gemara says that somebody took money and they had a dream that they were missing a golden foot from the table on Haba. So they came to ask Rav Aaron Leib, which they, you know, they were scared that they're going to lose the golden foot. He looked at him and he says, I'm really in admiration of you. In front of you, there's a 90-year-old man who's trembling from the Gehenna that he's about to face. And you, Baruch Hashem, are worried about the foot, golden leg of your Gan Eden. Ah, gewalt, gewalt. That was, it cut like a hot knife through butter. Because butter looks solid, but put a little heat on it and it's gone, it's melted. The challenge of our dar is this appreciation of emes lamitoi. The person who gave so much of it was a barley. And in the whole scope of Eretz Hashem, from the learning to looking at Olam Hazeh, to understand what people talk, what you mean, that was all part of his Metzius. The only thing we can hope for is Dern Tzadik Misasam, is Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows each star. We should be Zeicher. We're going from a clarity of vision that's excruciating to the norm of extraordinarily, it's where I order glasses with pictures that I would like to see pasted onto it. That's the world we live in. Everything it comes with so much layer of projection from both the thing and ourselves. Meida's chus of his life of emes and his tfisa of reishis and his koyach of eitzah made that give our dar that a nekuda of emes, so that we also can have some shaykhus to that nekuda of reishis, so that we can have some sense of aids of what to do, what's right to do, and to live at least in a reflection of that light of emes that he brought to his world.